from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our multimedia series on science and environmental issues. Wildlife poaching has become a big problem in California. Catching poachers who hunt down everything from abalone to black-tailed deer can be tough, since so few park rangers patrol such a vast wilderness. So officials are trying something new. In a scene straight out of a television CSI crime show, game wardens and scientists are using DNA analysis and other high-tech measures to protect wildlife. David Gorn reports.
21 Adam 11, suspicious, sir.
Out in the dusty brown foothills of southern Monterey County, State Fish and Game Warden Todd Tagnazzini stops his truck to pick out wildlife hiding in plain sight.
There's a fawn right here. If you see the little guy right here in the trees, mama's probably around here close by somewhere.
The newborn deer is about 20 paces from the road. Tagnazzini makes a deer call, and the young fawn stops in its tracks. In the perfect position, Tagnazzini says, to be blown away with a rifle.
It's not something that's in a lot of news, but there's certainly a substantial amount of poaching that goes on.
On this remote road, Tagnazzini says one in five trucks traveling through here will actually stop, pull out a weapon, and take a shot at that deer. And that's the tip of the poaching that goes on in California, he says. Deer, abalone, wild pigs, black bears, sturgeon, elk, the list goes on and on.
Last week we had low tide activity, and we had a case involving three people that were over 2,000 over the legal limit of an animal called a limpet.
Apparently the limpet, a type of snail that lives in tide pools, is a delicacy in the Portuguese culture. In the past decade or two, immigrants have added a new wrinkle to poaching. For instance, sturgeon poaching is on the rise because Russian immigrants can get thousands of dollars for each large fish that carries sturgeon eggs, a prized form of caviar. Chinese poachers will kill a bear just to take its gallbladder, which is used in traditional Chinese medicine and also worth thousands on the black market. That's a lot to cover. From King City to San Luis Obispo, Tagnazzini is one of five game wardens patrolling about 10,000 square miles of territory.
Our biggest issue has been, in my career, the lack of game wardens. We have fewer game wardens today than when I started.
After decades of budget cuts, California now has less than 200 wardens throughout the state. It's the worst per capita ratio of wardens to population in the U.S., so with limited resources and more territory to cover, California officials are trying a few high-tech ways to save some man hours while saving wildlife.
The first section of our lab here is our necropsy room. We have a couple large tables in here where we can spread out like whole animal carcasses if we have to do like necropsies or autopsies on them.
Whenever game wardens have poaching suspects, the evidence is sent here to a forensics lab near Sacramento, where wildlife forensic specialist Jeff Rodson conducts DNA analysis to link wild animals to the people who have killed them.
This is one of our walk-in freezers. For instance, right here we have one bag that has our case number and the investigating officer's name, so that we can easily find it and reference it.
So then, are those bobcat feet back there?
Actually, I believe that's probably a mountain lion that's back in there in the back of the freezer.
This is the first lab in the U.S., Rodson says, to use DNA analysis to track down wildlife poachers.
Fish and Game would not make a lot of the cases that they do without our lab. Money-wise and effort-wise as well in our lab, you know, DNA by far has the biggest bang for the buck. This is our expensive room.
In another room, Rodson is running polymerase chain reaction testing to match blood and hair samples from a poached animal to meat found in a suspect's possession. He says the DNA analysis done here ends up helping game wardens in another way. When poachers know that DNA evidence will go against them, they admit guilt, Rodson says, and that saves the state time and money.
You know, largely is what we call the CSI effect. When you have, you know, like forensic evidence to back up what you're claiming, you know, you kind of have science on your side.
Back in southern Monterey County, game warden Tagnazzini is on a midnight stakeout. The moon's almost full. It's called a poacher's moon, and he's running the dirt roads here without headlights. He stops and pulls out a pair of night vision binoculars.
with this much moonlight, usually you can go with just the infrared setting and see quite well, see like daytime.
This night is unusual because he didn't catch anyone. Most stakeouts, Tognazzini says, result in anywhere from 1 to 3 arrests. Not bad for a resource-strapped department. He says the technology makes the difference. From night vision equipment to robotic deer decoys to DNA matching, one thing is common. Wardens are always looking for the newest way to stay one step ahead of the poachers. For Quest, I'm David Gorn, KQED Radio News.
To see photos from a poaching stakeout, go to kqed.org/quest.